Indiana lawmakers filed nearly two dozen anti-LGBTQ bills during the legislative session, up from a peak of seven over previous years. The explosion in bills targeting LGBTQ Hoosiers is part of a national trend, where state legislatures across the country proposed more than 500 bills. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports, out-of-state groups are taking a fight over a 2020 Supreme Court decision to the Indiana State House.
Emma Voskey is the executive director of Gender Nexus, which provides social supports for transgender and gender-diverse Hoosiers of all ages and their families. She testified several times during the legislative session against anti-LGBTQ measures as an expert alongside social workers and medical professionals.
None of that mattered. It was like talking to people who had already made up their mind.
Parents Voskey works with told her they're looking at safe states to move because they cannot stay in Indiana.
They don't know how much longer they can protect their child in Indiana. And what they're really saying is we don't know how much longer we can protect our child from the state.
In reality, the fight that played out at the Indiana State House has very little to do with Hoosiers or their families. Instead, it's a larger fight against a 2020 Supreme Court decision, Bostock v. Clayton County, Georgia. The court ruled that transgender and gay Americans were protected from employment discrimination on the basis of sex. That decision accelerated conservative opposition to LGBTQ rights, says Jason Pearson. He's a political science professor at the University of Illinois Springfield.
They've really been working in the legal arena to try to limit its application, but also in these legislative fights, mostly in the state at the state level, where Republicans control all levers of government. They've really been using that as a path to try to resist the mandates of Bostock or the potential mandates of Bostock.
Pearson says groups like the Alliance Defending Freedom and the American Legislative Exchange Council, more commonly known as ALEC, are leading that charge. The Alliance Defending Freedom supported nearly all of Indiana's anti-LGBTQ measures, and the organization told State Affairs Indiana that they were asked to consult on those measures by lawmakers. The goal, Pearson says, is to attract legal challenges and eventually get them to the U.S. Supreme Court to whittle down Bostock.
That's why you've seen such a proliferation of these policies in the last couple of years. It isn't because there's a groundswell of demand from the public. It's because there's a groundswell of supply from groups like ADF.
Indiana's transgender girl sports ban from last year, which was also supported by the Alliance Defending Freedom, was nearly identical to bans in Idaho and Montana. This year's gender-affirming care ban for trans youth shares parallel language with Arkansas's ban. And the law that limits classroom discussion on human sexuality repeats similar language to Florida's Don't Say Gay law. Allison Chapman is an independent legislative researcher and transgender activist who tracks anti-LGBTQ legislation across the country. She says these measures are an organized effort.
You can see it in the bills, right? You read a bill. I've read the same bill 10 times in 10 different states. Language changes ever so slightly, but it's the same bill. They might be tweaked for each state, depending on, you know, what state it is, but they are essentially the same bill.
Andrew Downs, Director Emeritus for the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics, cautions that this kind of exchange is not new. But what may have taken groups days or weeks to share language now takes a quick email or Google search.
When you think about on what issues would Indiana be likely to be targeted, well, there's certainly going to be conservative issues. And Indiana is going to be, you know, fertile ground for somebody who's pushing conservative issues.
That process has real human effect, says Gender Nexus's Emma Voskey. She says this slate of laws has dire consequences for gender diverse and other LGBTQ Hoosiers.
Whether conscious or not, part of the purpose of the bills that are being presented is to say you should be scared. And I think people are picking up on that. It's okay not to see somebody as another human being because our legislature told us that it's okay to do that.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.